Hey, and welcome to The Living Stone, a digital ministry from Greystone Baptist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. Here's this week's scripture reading and sermon.
Our scripture comes from Mark chapter 12, verses 38 through 44. As he taught, he said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to have the best seats in the synagogue and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for the sake of appearance say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she came out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
One, two, really good. We have enough numbers to count for a long, long time. Are you familiar with the internet sensation, Mr. Beast? Any of you? Yes. Kids, you know Mr. Beast? Okay, thank you. Never ask questions during the children's sermon. I've learned that. Mr. Beast counted to 100,000 on his internet show. It took him over 40 hours. They sped up his counting so they could do it in just under 24 hours. I did not watch any of it. But the numbers are there to count. We have enough letters to form words that would form a book. Leo Tolstoy, War and Peace, 587,000 words for that book. In case you're wondering, about 2,000 words in the sermon this morning. We have enough ideas to figure out all of the challenges that face us in this world. Steve Jobs had over 300 patents in his work. Albert Einstein, by comparison, had 50. Elon Musk has 25 patents. His car company, Tesla, has almost 4,000 patents. There are way more ideas to help us figure a way out of this swamp we find ourselves in. And it occurs to me that between the numbers and the words and the ideas, solutions aren't down the road somewhere. Solutions are right here in front of us. But we can't see it because we're struggling with fear. The fear that is inside us threatens to paralyze us. Fear blinds us to the good solutions that are in front of us. Fear, at best, keeps us rooted where we are, and at worst, tells us how much better we had it in the good old days. You remember the good old days? Captain Kangaroo? You remember the good old days? Window air conditioning? I grew up in Milledgeville, Georgia. We had the internet in Milledgeville growing up. It was what my mother wore around her beehive hairdo underneath the outer net in case it came off during the night. I'll wait on you. You'll get that in a minute and it will catch up to me. That's my best one ever, so I'll wait. Fear blinds us. Fear paralyzes us. But guess what? Fear is not the only emotion within us. We also have love. We have sacrifice. We have courage. We have generosity. But fear overrides all of these. The fear inside us blinds us. No one loves me. I'm not sacrificing. Nobody else is. I'm not brave. I'm afraid. We can't be generous. We must be careful. Because the fear inside us blinds us. Jesus saw this fear. Jesus knew this fear was paralyzing. He saw a woman at the well at noontime, knowing she was desperately wanting to be loved. He saw a bunch of ragtag fishermen, knowing that underneath them was courage ready to emerge. And he saw this lowly widow woman giving sacrificially, giving generously. We're still talking about the people Jesus saw 2,000 years later. So the question for us is this: will we let fear dominate our lives, or will we live with sacrifice and love and generosity? My colleague Reuben Swint says, don't let money worry you. Don't let money worry you. You can't outgive God. So let your heart guide you. The question is, what is the most that I can share? What is the best that I can share? I want to tell you about Franklin Baptist Church. Franklin Baptist Church sits in the middle of town in Franklin, Virginia. In the good old days, booming church in a humming town. Resources were rich. There were lots of work and lots of money, and the executives of all the mills around Franklin came to First Baptist Franklin as their church. Somewhere along the way, the mills were abandoned. The work slowed down, and many of those executives were moved to other places. The town was on the brink of disaster, and many in the church thought their church was on the brink of disaster. In the middle of that, early 1970s transition, a few people started a small endowment for the church. The endowment was given in in addition to what they gave to the ongoing church budget, they worked and they talked and they prayed, and in 1969, they had $50,000 put together for their endowment. They didn't give huge gifts, but they gave consistent gifts. Instead of flowers and the loss of loved ones, they gave memorial gifts to the endowment in honor of loved ones. In the early 1980s, the endowment had grown to $250,000. Ten years, $50,000 to $250,000. No, Prosser, why are you telling us this story? Big deal. Well, let me tell you the big deal. Today, 40 years or thereabout later, they have $7 million in their endowment. Today, that church votes on the endowment paying for all of the maintenance needs for the church going forward. How'd you like to have that budget? $7 million endowment now funding all of the maintenance and upkeep of their building, so that 100% of every dollar given goes to missions and ministry in the life of Franklin Baptist Church. Because a few people scraped up a few extra dollars to give consistently. The budget committee came to the staff and told them what they were proposing for the church. And they said to the staff these words: "We don't ever want you to have to worry about money." Lord have mercy. What a gift that would be. Kim, you can tell me that tomorrow. We'll be all right. "We don't ever want you to have to worry about money." This is in a church from church leaders who 40 years ago thought they were on the brink of closing. But they stayed faithful, a little bit here and a little bit there and a little bit somewhere else. The fear inside us blinds us. But not when we give. When we give, God opens up our hearts and opens up our eyes and opens up our minds to dreams we barely dare to dream. And I know what you're thinking. Well, that's a rich church. They got all those people. It must be a big church. Their budget is less than our budget. Their ongoing budget, less than our budget. They have about the same number of members that we have. But somewhere there was a vision that compelled them to generosity. Somewhere there was a vision that shifted this church from fear to generosity. And it's not what they have to give, but what they get to give. Not what they have to put in the offering plate, but what they want to put in the offering plate. Somehow they shifted from fear to generosity. And that's the lesson of this widow woman. She sacrificed what she had. You see, everybody else was parading around the offering plates. And they came to the offering plate and they dug deep into their pockets and they let the coins flow so they would clang in the bucket. And everyone would say, whoa, he must be putting in a bunch of money. Well, not if they're all pennies. But this woman, over on the side, with her few meager little coins, sacrificed. And God calls us in that same sacrificial way. I'm not asking you to let your children go without bread. I'm not asking you to quit paying your light bill. I'm asking you, with a few of the dollars that you have designated for something, that you think, how might I give that to the church? What might my church do with it? In Franklin, Virginia, a few dollars here and a few dollars there have suddenly amounted to more money than they ever thought possible. And church, I want to challenge you with that same vision. You have ample opportunity to give to our capital campaign, to our ongoing budget, to an endowment. There is a small endowment here at our church. You have ample ways to give to further the mission of the church. And I want to challenge you to move from fear to generosity. This widow woman gave obediently. She gave willingly. And she gave overwhelmingly. Overwhelmingly. A few little pennies, that doesn't amount to anything, but in the kingdom, it was an overwhelming gift. Because God takes our gifts and multiplies them in ways we never thought possible. In the words of Tony Campolo, I've got good news for you today. All the money we ever needed to support our church, we have. That's good news. And then Campolo says, the bad news is it's all in your wallet. So how high are you willing to count this morning? We made it to 5. I suspect some of you could get to 10. How high are you willing to count? How many words are you willing to share? How many ideas are you willing to execute? How excited are you about extending the ministries of our church through your gifts? It's not about the budget number. In a couple of weeks, we'll be presenting to you the church budget for the next year. It's not about the budget number. It's about the number of gifts to the budget that matter. Some of you will say, oh, we ain't never done that before. Praise God. It's about time we move beyond some of the old traditions that hold us back, that we release the fear The children of Israel, when they found themselves on the way to the promised land, said to one another, "Golly, I'm tired of this. We had it really good in Egypt. Ah, we were slaves, but they treated us okay." Because the good old days are just fantasy. Are you committed? Are you committed? Are you willing to take off the blinders of fear and live into the blessing of generosity? Are you willing to obediently sacrifice? The good news is you get to choose. Let's pray together. Forgive us, O God, for the fear that paralyzes us. Forgive us for not trusting you, trusting more in ourselves because we think we can control everything, but we can't. Help us, God, to trust you more so that we can count way beyond 100,000, so that we can share words of love and comfort to one another, so that we can bring our ideas to fruition to change the world. Open our eyes, God, that we might see beyond the fear. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.